Blog Talk Radio.
Good God day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you. We are celebrating Jesus 2022. Happy New Year. Oh, glory to God. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the old rugged cross, despising all the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of Almighty God. Happy New Year. Oh, glory to God. We made it. We made it. We're still here. God is a good God, and we're praying and we're blessing our awesome audience. We thank you. We're praying for you. We are praying for your family. We're speaking a newness of life over you this new year. Glory to God. This, you have been such an inspiration to us in tuning in, and we thank you. We speak healing over your situations, over your home, household, salvation, whatever you need. This is your year. Glory to God, and we thank God for that. I'm calling in Renee. Glory to God. I'm so excited. I thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
God is a good God. God,
yes,
bless
he
you,
is.
Darling.
God bless you,
I tell
mommy.
You, we have
God
been through
bless
some.
You.
Thank you. I receive that. And Happy New Year to you too, baby.
Yes, yes. And
I
Happy
just
New
want
Year
to tell
you.
I just want to say this. I thank God for the Little One Ministry. I tell you, you have been a blessing to your mother. And I thank God for using you. You have been such an outstanding blessing to me in the technical. Lord, help me, Jesus, help me. In the technical help. Oh, Lord, help me, help me.
That's all right. That's all right. You've been a blessing to me too, mommy. You have no idea, boy, I tell you.
I call this, you know, I'm Ruth and you're Renee. What
absolutely.
A team.
Ruth absolutely.
And Renee.
That's it.
To God,
that's it.
To God be all the glory.
Yes, amen.
And I, you know, what say you about how God has been blessing you before we get into our discussion,
you know,
today?
God has been so good to me.
I know it. Whew. I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
I mean, he has been so good.
Ah,
he's been good.
Uh-huh.
He's been good.
Yes, so good. So
oh,
good.
He's
so
been
good.
So good.
Yes.
Me.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, he has smiled on me. He has been
ooh.
Good to me. He has just
yes.
blessed us to see another year. He's been,
isn't that wonderful?
I mean, wonderful in my life, personally,
yes.
You know, yes. The things, just to sit back and just know that it's him.
Yes.
He is so personal.
He is so personal.
Tailors things right down to the smallest detail.
The smallest
in your
detail.
Personal life.
And
so that
helped,
you know, beyond
yes.
a shadow of a doubt.
It's him. That it's him.
That it is.
Ooh, honey, before
and no
I
one
get
else.
Too excited, I want to thank God again for you. And I want to thank God in this new year for my other five wonderful, talented, gifted children, adult
Amen.
Children. You know, I've been so blessed. I've been so blessed. And God is moving by his spirit.
Yes,
and,
he is.
And we just say, Lord, have your way. Any way you bless us, we're going to praise you and we're going to be satisfied.
Amen.
Do you know we are 11 days into the new year already?
Yes, time is moving.
God, he's faithful. He's moving and he's faithful. There's a lot going on in our world, in this world, but our God is faithful. You know, Lamentations 3:22-24 says that the Lord gives us ongoing new mercies every single morning when we wake up. We have new mercies every morning. New
Another
grace.
Chance.
Isn't that wonderful?
Another opportunity.
Another opportunity.
Another opportunity
Newness.
On this side
yes.
of life.
On this side
To
of
live
life.
For him. To
yes.
serve him. To
yes.
be an example in the lives of others.
Sweetheart,
to
we
get
don't
it right.
take that for granted.
No,
get it right.
No, no.
We don't take that
no.
for granted. The
no.
Lord is our hope. He
yes.
is the lifter upper of our head.
Yes, he
in
is.
In these challenging times.
That's
we
it.
Will look up. Amen?
Absolutely. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. We can continue to have hope. You know, I have a declaration that I want the Radio Land and all who will put this in your spirit with me this year. Last year we did some declarations that we kept before us all the year, and I have two of the same and a new one, and it says, I declare and I decree, first of all, a new improved me in 2022. I declare and I decree a new and an improved me, you and me. Hallelujah. I have God's newness of life in me on a daily basis. And that's found in Romans 6:4, newness of life. And we're speaking that over ourselves every single day. The next one, I am God's workmanship, created unto good works, not bad stuff, not ugly stuff, not mad stuff, good works on a daily basis. Ephesians 2:10. And this is the new one. And when you get a chance, sweetheart, I want you to read this. I apologize, but I want you to read this, John 17:23. I'll let you know when I need it.
Okay.
I belong to Jesus, and my Jesus belong to me. Woo! I got to say that
again. Say that again.
I belong to Jesus, and my Jesus belong to me. And I want you to find that in St. John 17:23. Jesus is perfection. We're going to allow perfect in our lives. We're going to allow perfection to enter in. Do you have it to read it now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have it in the King James Version. And in the King James Version, John 17:23, Jesus said, I in them, and thou in me.
Uh-huh.
Talk about the Father. That
yes.
they may be made perfect in one.
All right.
And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them, Father, as
you
have loved me.
Thank you, Lord.
That's
I
amazing.
I belong to Jesus. Isn't
that's
that
powerful.
Good?
That is powerful.
Good?
To know that God loves us just as he has loved the Son.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's powerful right
that
there
is,
just to think about.
That's powerful. That's powerful right there. Read it in the Amplified.
Absolutely, absolutely. I will get that in the Amplified. Give me 1 second. Let me see.
Okay.
That's powerful. That is powerful. You know, when we think about
Ooh.
How God loved Jesus, and he loves us the same way as he loved Jesus.
Yes.
In
yes.
John 17:23 in the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, I in them and you in me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united,
perfectly.
That the world may know
and
definitely recognize that you sent me and that you have loved them even as you have loved me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Praise Jesus.
Sweetheart, isn't that good?
That's
what
beautiful.
What I'd like you to do is to go ahead and do our proper announcements and acknowledge our spiritual coverings, our leaders, acknowledge our sponsors, and we acknowledge our listeners. And then I'm going to pray. God
Amen.
Bless you, darling.
Amen. Truly, truly, it is a blessing and an honor and a privilege to just have this opportunity to just give all the glory to God. First and foremost, we give him all the glory and honor. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done. He is the
yes.
head of our lives, and we honor him. And we glorify
yes.
him and magnify him and worship him on this day.
Yeah.
We also
yes,
want
we
to
do.
Give recognition and respect to our pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. And we also want to give recognition and respect and proper introduction to our coverings, our sponsors,
yes.
and founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles
yes.
E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. We thank God for them allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. And if anyone has any prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings, and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please contact us at harvestnewlifechurch.com. That's harvestnewlifechurch.com. Or call the ministry at area code 214-897-9554. And that will put you in touch with Harvest New Life Church International and Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for being
yes, Lord.
So wonderful to us.
Yes,
we
Father.
Thank you in times like these. If ever we needed the Lord before, we sure do need you now. We
yes,
honor
Lord.
You. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus. We thank you for loving us so much. And, Father, we appreciate your outstanding love for mankind and your overwhelming goodness that you give to each of us freely every day. Thank you for life. Thank you for the blood running warm in our veins. thank you for every heartbeat, every breath that we breathe. We honor you, Lord, and we serve you without shame. We celebrate you with joy, with gladness, and daily thanksgiving. Dear Father, we thank you for Jesus. And dear Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us and show us which way to go.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Could not do these things without you.
And no,
we
Father.
Love you. And Lord, we pray for Radio Land.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for household salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for healing.
Mm-hmm.
There are those that are going through that have lost their loved ones.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we have experienced the same. We
yes,
pray
Lord.
For your people. We pray for
yes,
the nation.
Lord.
We pray for our nation. We
yes,
pray,
Lord.
Oh God, this nation
yes.
is it belongs to you. There is a covenant between you and this nation.
Yes.
And
Lord.
Right in the midst of Jerusalem, the USA is in the midst of it. The spelling is right there. God, you've got us connected. And we pray for our country. We pray for Jerusalem. We
yes.
pray for your people. People
all
everywhere.
Around the world.
All
around,
around
the world.
The world. For God
in every country.
So loved
yes.
the world
yes,
that
Lord.
You gave your
yes.
only, oh, glory to God, your only begotten son, that whosoever, Lord, thank you, I'm one of those whosoever's. You said whosoever will just believe in Jesus. Just receive him as yours. Take him for yours. And they will have everlasting life. God,
yes.
you didn't send your son into the world to condemn the world. But that the world through Jesus Christ might be and should be saved. And so,
thank
Lord,
you,
we
Jesus.
Pray this prayer.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Ooh,
name.
In
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Ooh, can we take a moment?
Ooh,
can we just thank him?
Thank
can
you,
we just
Jesus.
Thank him right now? Thank him.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Radio Land, lift your hands
oh,
up.
Oh, thank
you,
Lord.
Come on, come on.
Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we take this time
thank
right
you,
now.
Father.
On
thank
purpose.
You, Lord.
Thank
you, dear Lord.
For
hallelujah.
Life on this side
thank
of life.
Thank you, Lord.
And we give
thank
you,
you Jesus.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Awesome name.
Ooh.
We serve a living
Ooh.
Jesus. Glory
yes,
to
we
God.
Do. Yes, we
Ooh.
Do.
Yeah.
I understand it. I understand
a
it.
A new and improved you and me in 2022.
And, you
Let
know,
us,
in order for us to have a new improved
yes.
That means we got to raise some standards.
We got to raise some standards, yes.
We have to raise the standard.
Yes, you want to talk about that?
You know, we have to raise the standard in our lives as the body of Christ, and even those who are contemplating coming into the kingdom of God today.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
in order for us to have that new improved us, that changed us, that
yes.
that new us, that new creation, we have
Woo.
To raise the standard, and the standard
Come on,
is Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
The standard is Jesus the Christ. You know,
the
I was looking
standard.
At that word standard, and I looked it up, and it the definition of it is a level of quality or attainment.
All right.
an idea or thing used as a measure, norm,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
model in comparative mm-hmm. evaluations.
Mm-hmm.
An idea or thing used as a measure.
All right.
Or a
norm.
Thank
God for our word. Thank God for the word of
God. Or a model in
comparative
evaluations. And Jesus is the standard.
Woo. Yes, he is.
The word of God is the standard.
Yes.
And we, as individuals who
mm-hmm.
seek God, who seek his face, who pray, who believe in him, who love him.
Love him.
We raise him. We raise him. So we are raising, and the Holy Spirit raises us and takes us from glory to glory as we seek him.
Glory to glory. Yes. Amen. Woo. Glory to God. Scripture says, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself.
Mm.
It's a pleasure to lift up Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful pleasure to not be ashamed of the God that we serve. Oh, glory to God. It's awesome. Thinking about when Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, allow perfect. And I said, allow perfect? Allow perfection. You know, if we look at things from a natural point of view, we have been told down through the years, nobody's perfect. Only perfect person is Jesus. And the only problem with that, now we can understand it from the natural point of view because man without God is imperfect. We are imperfect. Imperfect without God in our lives. Does that make sense to you, darling?
That's right. Because I believe it's John chapter 15, God said, without me.
That's exactly what he said. Without me,
excuse me,
you can do absolutely nothing. Amen. And so Matthew 5:48, Jesus said, do you have that near you? Matthew? Mm-hmm.
Matthew 5:48.
Yes.
That's our focus scripture for today.
That's right.
Yes.
You want to read it?
In the King James Version, it says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Okay.
And that's
now,
the King James Version. I'm glad everyone has their Bibles and pens and notebooks and paper
and
to jot
to
some
ask
things down.
To bring that. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because the Holy Spirit speaks as, you know, teaching goes on. But in the Amplified Classic Edition, Matthew 5:48 says, you therefore must be perfect.
Be perfect. Yes.
Growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character.
Mm-hmm.
Having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity as your heavenly Father is perfect. Boy, I tell you, talk about raising
Isn't
the standard.
Isn't that beautiful? That's a mouthful right there. Talking about raising the standard.
You can
now,
meditate on that all day.
All day long. If Jesus said, be ye perfect as Father in heaven is perfect, then we need to do some readjustments. And you know what, as I was praying about that, you see, Satan is very cunning. He's very cunning. And when we say, that, well, nobody is perfect, and, you know, we can't be perfect. But Jesus said, be perfect. In other words, there's maturity. Let's look at some of the words of perfect. Perfect is being accurate, without flaws, without fault, without defect, pure, whole, complete, improved, refined, mature, exemplary, supreme, excellent, entire. Matthew 14:36 says, be perfectly whole. There is so many scriptures as I was studying about perfection. And what got me into that was when the Lord gave us a challenge back in the lower part of the end of the year, November, somewhere up in there, the Lord gave us a 21-day challenge and said about, because we were studying Isaiah 26:3, that the Lord would keep us in a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. And the Lord said,
yes,
my people have been reading this scripture down through the years, but when situations come, when alarm, when trouble, when worry, when discouragement, all these things come, there is not perfect peace.
Mm.
And so we have been hindered or stopped at a stop line that says, we can't be perfect. We can't be perfect. But the Lord said, allow perfection. And perfection,
yes,
is Jesus.
Yes.
Talk to me, honey.
Yes.
Can you get Matthew 14 while you...
Matthew 14:36, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 14:36. The Amplified Classic Edition says, and begged him to let them merely touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched the fringe of his garment, they were perfectly restored.
Wow.
Perfectly,
wow,
restored. You know,
all
that
right,
word perfect is so powerful.
It is.
And you know, I'm sure, you know, there's so many scriptures in the Word of God regarding that word perfect. And if we go back to Matthew 5:48, it says, you therefore must be perfect, growing into complete maturity. Now that takes some trials and tests and going through.
Tell me about it.
Growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character. That takes some going through. That takes some dealing with some circumstances. That,
yes,
takes dealing with some ups and downs in life.
Yes, yes.
But when we go through, God gives us comfort.
Yes.
As we go through. And
yes,
he teaches us and grows us as,
yes,
we go from,
ooh,
glory to glory. And then,
yes,
after we have gone through and gotten to a level of maturity, we are to be perfect, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity. That's what the going through causes us to become. We will reach the proper height of,
yes,
virtue and integrity.
Yes.
In the things
which
of
brings
God.
Us, which brings us to raising our standard.
Absolutely.
As the world system, the world as we see it, the world as it is right now, it goes darker and darker. It goes lower and lower. It's like they're having a contest of how filthy they can get. The crookedness, the perversion, calling evil good and calling good evil, and calling our holy word hate speech. Children of the Most High God, we are declaring and we are decreeing our righteous stand in Christ Jesus. We are opening up the doors of our heart, because this is an individual situation. That's why over in Judas says, you work out your own soul salvation.
Yes,
praise
with fear
God,
and trembling.
It is
an individual. How do
yes.
we change the world? How can the world be changed? Each
one
of us,
at a time.
One person at a time, one individual at a time, allowing perfect, walking
perfect.
In the statutes of Christ, his
yes.
teachings, how he
yes.
walked, what he taught, raising the standard.
Yes.
To virtue and integrity.
Praise God. Amen. Let me ask you this, because I know the time gets away from us. How are we doing? Because I want to talk about a scripture that everybody is familiar with, especially the body of Christ. I have 30 perfect things to share. We're not going to be able to do it today, but we will continue this process. How are we doing with time?
We've got 13 minutes.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
we've got 13 minutes.
We can at least get through maybe one verse or so.
Maybe one verse. And where we're going is a very familiar psalm to everyone. You practically know it by heart, and many of you know it by heart. It is the 23rd psalm given by the Holy Spirit. And when you read this psalm, and you're going to get some new, seeing it in a different way, new revelation, newness to encourage your heart. 30 perfect things in Psalm 23 given to us by the Holy Spirit. Verse 1. We're going to need this word in order to get through this year. When we start putting this in our spirit and all these strange things that happen and will be happening and so on and so forth, we can go into the word of God within ourselves and speak this word. Number one, verse. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, what I want to just deal with right now is the Lord, a perfect God. Do you have Psalm 18:30?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Psalm 18:30 through 32 in the King James Version, it says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who mm-hmm. is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect.
All right, so when we just say the Lord, we can just know right there we're dealing with a perfect God. All right? The
Amen.
Next one is look at Deuteronomy, if you have this, 32 and 4.
Okay.
Perfect God. Radio Land, say with me, perfect God, a perfect God. God, just
perfect
with those
God.
Two words, the Lord.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 32:4 says, he is the rock. His word is perfect, for all his ways
Woo.
Are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he.
Woo. his word. So not only is he perfect, but his word is perfect. It overrides every other word out here, just like his name. I don't care how, whose name and your fame and all that's behind you. There is no other name greater than the name of Jesus Christ. That's why they don't want you to call it. All right, another one, and I'll read that one to you. It say, perfect God.
Perfect God.
Psalm 12 and 6. It says, the words of the Lord are pure words, perfect, as silver is tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Amen? So that's
Amen.
That's just dealing with the Lord. Now, the next part of that, the Lord is my shepherd. All right, let's look at perfect keeper. Now, my shepherd, I'm just dealing with my shepherd. Let's look at that, perfect keeper. Do you have 1 Samuel 2 and 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, 1 Samuel 2 and 9. In the King James Version, it says, he will keep the feet of his saints.
Oh, my goodness.
And
perfect
the wicked
keeper shall
be silent in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
For by strength shall no man prevail.
Praise
my shepherd, the perfect
Ooh,
keeper.
He's the perfect keeper. Not only is he a perfect God, now he's a perfect keeper. So when you say, the Lord is my shepherd, he is your perfect keeper. Would you read that again about keeping the feet of his saints?
Absolutely. In the King James Version, 1 Samuel 2 and 9 says, he will keep the feet of his saints.
And the wicked
shall be silent in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
For by strength shall no man prevail. If
Amen.
I may, is it all right if I read that in the Amplified?
Please.
The Amplified Classic Edition. It says, he will guard the feet of his godly ones.
Oh, wow.
But the wicked shall be silenced and perish in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. That brings to mind the scripture that says, not by power,
mm-hmm.
not by
mm-hmm.
might,
not by might, but
by
my
spirit
mm-hmm.
saith the Lord of hosts.
Perfect keeper. Perfect keeper. What about Psalm 91:11?
Psalm 91:11 in the King James Version says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
In how many? How many ways?
All thy ways.
In every way that we, whatever we go through, whatever faces us, our perfect keeper, our shepherd, will keep us in all of our ways. Jude 1:24 says, now unto him, our Lord God, is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. That faultless is what is it? Perfect. Faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now unto him able to keep me from falling, praise the Lord, and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Would you happen to have that in the Amplified there?
What scripture was that? I can get
that,
it.
That was Jude 1:24.
Jude
only has one chapter, so the 24th verse.
Jude.
Mm-hmm. Jude, Revelation.
Okay, Jude
God.
24 in the Amplified Classic Edition says, "Now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling or slipping or falling."
Oh, that's good.
"And to present you unblemished, blameless, and faultless before the presence of his glory in triumphant joy and exultation with unspeakable ecstatic delight."
That's why we've got to allow perfection, allow Jesus to come on. Have your way in me, Lord. Do we have time for one more?
We've got 3 minutes.
Oh, no. Well, we will deal with the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The two words that I want to deal with next time will be not want. In other words, there's no lack. No lack. There's nothing that I will lack. And that's called perfect satisfaction. So we're going to come back next week, whenever the Lord bless us, to deal with perfect satisfaction. All of this is in this wonderful scripture that we've been reading down through the years. Father,
Psalm 23.
Glory to God. We thank you. Radio Land, we bless you. Body of Christ, God's word is alive, a living, breathing. It's alive. It's breathing, and it's wonderful. And his name is Jesus the Christ. He is the anointed one. The word, the powerful impact word that we confess over ourselves will help us to get through these trying hard times of our life. And we give God all the glory. We serve a living Jesus. We serve a perfect God. He has made everything beautiful for you and I. And so we say to you, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you, protect you from all the evils of this world, all these evil plagues and conditions and all this stuff coming up, and give you his perfect peace in Jesus' name. Darling, let's go out worshiping and praising God. We love him and we thank him so much for this opportunity.
Yes,
Lord,
indeed.
We thank you.
Lord,
we bless
thank you,
Radio
Father.
Land.
Yes,
we bless
Lord.
Radio.
Happy Hallelujah.
New Year to you.
Glory
in your household.
To God.
In your
thank
household.
You, Jesus.
Your children.
Thank
your
you, Lord.
Children will not be confused
thank you,
on who they are.
Thank
they
you, Lord.
They know who they are and
thank you,
who
Jesus.
They are. There will
Hallelujah.
Be no confusion in the name of Jesus. Lord,
in
we
the name
thank
of
you
Jesus. Thank
for
you,
clarity
Lord.
Of thought. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you for wisdom. We thank you. Oh, glory to God. He does all.